Kia ora kato katoa. Welcome to the Deloitte Download. My name is Maddie, and I'm the Early Careers Advisor at Deloitte New Zealand. At Deloitte, we know the decision about where to start your career is a big deal, and we hope this podcast series gives you some insight into what life at Deloitte is like. Welcome back to another episode of the Deloitte Download. Today we are here with our financial advisory services team, and we've got a group within that team who are called the Commercial Economic Advisory Group. I'll pass over to them to introduce themselves. Nicola, could I start with you?
Sure. Hey, thanks. Nice to have the opportunity to chat. I'm Nicola Bennett. I'm a partner in the advisory side of the practice. My background is in both public sector and in professional services. I've been at Deloitte for just over 12 months now. And prior to that, it's been a real mix of professional advisory, whether it be in the public sector space with a particular focus on health, education, and social sector.
Hi, yeah, I'm Emily. I'm an analyst in the commercial and economic advisory team. I joined as a grad almost 2 years ago now, and I tend to work on projects across infrastructure, climate, and economics. At uni, I studied economics and political science.
My name's Aidan Dickens. I'm an analyst here in the team as well. I work mostly on the economics side of things. I started as a grad in 2023 and interned with the team the year before that. I studied economics and actuarial science at Victoria University.
Nice. And thank you all so much for your time today. So you've kind of given me a little bit of an overview of your backgrounds, but I'd be really keen to hear what you as a team actually do. Commercial economic advisory sounds like a bit of a mouthful, so it'd be kind of cool to hear about some of the projects and the work that you do.
Yeah, so I understand from the, point of view of those at uni, it can be quite hard to understand what we actually do, especially reading some of the job descriptions. But Aidan can speak probably more to the economic side, but for infrastructure, we work for clients in both the private and public sector and provide end-to-end support across the entire infrastructure and capital projects lifecycle. So basically, we help them with the start of projects, could be funding, could be procurement. We help them with the delivery of the project, and then more towards the end, we can help with asset management and optimization. So the whole broad spectrum of things. And generally across infrastructure, climate, economics, we help in the policy advisory space. But on the day-to-day, that's a lot of research, report writing.
Nice. And Aidan on the other side of things?
Yeah, I think on the economic side of things, you've got your kind of stock standard economics, your macroeconomic work, your competition regulatory economics, those kind of things. But there's massive breadth to the work, and sometimes it's not necessarily economic stuff, but it's more where an economics toolbox comes in handy. So sometimes it's more skill orientated.
Fantastic. And Nicola, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I guess from my perspective, I sort of think about, well, what does my day consist of? Sort of at the heart of it, the business, yes, it's highly analytical, and we spend a lot of time advising clients, but it's a relationship-based business. And so much of what we do is about talking, it's about listening, it's about understanding and thinking about how we might solve a problem. And then to Aidan and Emily's point, what are the tools that we can use to do that? And so when I think about practically what I actually do, I spend much of my day either reading, talking with colleagues, whether it be the partner group, whether it be members of the team, and meeting with clients. And part of that is about really helping to work alongside and identify how we might be able to assist with problem solving using the skills that we have.
Cool. That's a really nice
answer. Emails as well.
Yeah. Emails, I feel like a consistent thing across all of them. So thank you so much for your insight there. I'd be really keen now to hear kind of about what your favourite parts of the job are. And Aidan, I might start with you on this one.
Yep, I'd definitely say the variety. When we're working on client engagements, no two engagements are ever really the same. You get to work across all kinds of cool industries. You get to use all kind of cool, quantitative methods, but also, more qualitative report writing problems. It's definitely the breadth of work that you get to do on this team.
Cool. And Emily is another recent person who's come into the firm. What's your favourite side of your job?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Aidan. The variety is definitely a positive from my point of view, but something else would just be the people in the team that I get to work with every day. Like Nicola, done so many cool things throughout their career, and I'm just learning something new every day. It's really great.
Awesome. And I guess that leads me to my next question, which is for Nicola. So you mentioned earlier you've done like quite a few cool things. What's been your favourite part of your career so far, and how is that kind of, relevant to the work that you do now at Deloitte?
It's interesting. I was reflecting on the questions, Maddie, and this one is the one that I think is probably the hardest to answer. So because the work is varied, you get so many different opportunities to engage on really, at times, challenging and complex problems. And I think one of the things I enjoy the most is I get to work with a lot of public sector clients. And through that, you know, when you can actually see a tangible outcome to the work that you might have supported or had an opportunity to be even just a small part of, and seeing that kind of come to fruition and know that it actually genuinely makes an impact on an individual or a community or, you know, part of a system that supports those. So that's, I think, for me, where you get a bit of the buzz. And sometimes it can be delayed from the project work.
For sure.
You know, it takes a while for these things to come to fruition, but when they do, there is a real buzz to that, which is pretty awesome.
Nice. And I think it's something that's really cool, just touching on your answer there. We talk a lot about, I know a lot of students have questions about how values and like our mission statements and stuff like play into things, but I think, Nicola, as you kind of mentioned, like making an impact that matters is really something that kind of guides us in our work, and that's a really cool example of that there. For any students who are listening, I'd like to move on now to, if your team's looking for people, what kind of things do you look for? What makes you see an application and be like, wow, we'd really love to interview, or we'd really like to hire this person? And this might be another Nicola one to start with.
Yeah, sure. No one person is the same, right? And so, often by the time people are looking to apply to Deloitte, people come with similar but not always the same backgrounds. It's nice to hear, Emily. I also studied political science through university, so I've got a bit of a soft spot there. But look, when I'm talking to people, it's that curiosity, it's that initiative, it's the attitude that people bring to the work, it's that desire to kind of keep learning. I think that's me. When I think about a career in professional services, it sort of sums it up. Like, there is so many opportunities to continue to learn. And so that open-mindedness to sort of embracing different types of engagement, different types of work, you keep learning. And so that, for me, is really critical.
Awesome. And Emily or Aidan, do you have anything to add, particularly as people maybe who have recently gone through the process and like come to Deloitte, any tips that you might have for people applying in this area?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at my immediate team here, we've got a couple people who studied law or were practicing lawyers. We've got a couple of people in the engineering space, people who studied project management, like myself, Nicola, political science as well, and people from economics backgrounds. So it's quite varied, and there's not one particular degree that we're looking for. We generally want people who are open-minded, strong research and writing skills, as well as the financial knowledge. And I say what does stand out is when candidates have like a genuine interest in what's going on around them and in the world. And so we do a lot of policy work and work with government, so yeah, it's really a positive when people are interested in what's going on in New Zealand and in the world.
Nice. And Aidan,
I definitely second the learning point. Like, when I look back at what skills have helped me, definitely being willing to just keep learning new things as you're working with different people and on different client engagements, really important. I'd say also remembering that when you're doing those virtual applications at the start of the process, there are real people kind of sitting behind that, and they're kind of looking at it, and they're really keen to kind of see, a unique point of view, and that you've got your own ideas that you can bring to the team.
Nice. And I think that is a really good point, like especially with I guess the use of AI. Like, I do want people to know that it's us, it's the people who've recorded this podcast, it's those people that are going to be looking at your application, so definitely keep that in mind when you're filming your video interview. Last question for you all, and I'd be really keen for you to describe the Commercial Economic Advisory team with one word. Emily, I might launch to you first.
Okay, my one word is welcoming.
Cool.
I think that was something really important to me, so that's what I'm going with.
Nice. Aidan?
I've got to say variety, I think.
Cool.
No easy way to sum it up in one word, really, the kind of work we do.
always a tricky one for sure. And Nicola?
Well, look, Aidan stole my word, so I'm going to come up with my second one. I'd actually say analytical. Nice. And, you know, we have the benefit of working with a group of people who are welcoming, who are varied, but are also who are highly analytical and really enjoy that problem solving and that chewing over how do you go about coming up with a piece of advice or support to broader projects. And I think that's something that really brings the team together as well, is that collective interest in that.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for your time. If people have been interested in what we've talked about today, you can apply for this area by searching our financial advisory services. And then these people here are in the commercial and economic advisory would be the space that you would be applying to. So thank you all so much for your time today. And we look forward to seeing people's applications. Thanks for listening to this episode. We have a number of other episodes on different Deloitte topics, and we hope that this podcast series helps you make your decision around where you want to make your impact. Ka kite!